Chapter 57. Bull is fairly sure he wouldn't have caught her if Solas wasn't broadcasting at him. He's pretty sure there's more to the mage than meets the eye. The guy is too good. Too clean, careful, smart. He's almost worried that he's the one behind all this, pulling Llewellyn's strings. She's just a kid, and while he doesn't want to say it, she is the type to be easily led. Either way, Solas is broadcasting. Doesn't know if that's meant just for him, or if it's meant for the rest of them in general. Hard to tell. And Bull ends up following him a couple dozen paces back. Solas walks by a snowdrift and drops something on it. Can't see from here, but Bull squints and he thinks he sees a pair of laughing eyes, blinking out of the snow before disappearing. Bull waits until Solas is gone before approaching, casually sitting by the snowdrift. He can't hear anything, and the snowdrift looks normal, but... He moves fast, reaching in, fingers curling around something warm, thin, small. A high-pitched yelp, and Bull lets go. He feels his lips twitching up, and a moment later those eyes from earlier are peering out at him from the hole his arm made.
"You scared me," Llewellyn says,
nose crinkled as she sticks her head out of the hole.
"You could have warned me."
"Sure," Bull replies. "I'll warn you next time if you tell me why you're in a snowdrift. You all right, boss? You aren't wearing all that much to be buried in snow."
"Harren has been dropping off tea," she says, holding up a flask. "And it's not that cold, and I've been eating the snow, so it's fine."
Bull raises an eyebrow. Eating snow. Smart. Funny. Not much snow in the Free Marches. Where'd she pick that up? Llewellyn wiggles her upper body out of the snowdrift, leaning her chin on her folded arms as she stares up at him.
"You found me," she says.
"Yep," Bull replies. "Why are you in the snowdrift?"
"Because I wanted to know what it was like inside of the snowdrift," she replies,
easy and sincere and simple in all the ways that should tip him off to something weird, but on her just reads as the truth. "So what's it like inside of the snowdrift?" Bull asks. She perks up, smiling.
"You want to try?"
"Nah, I'm good. Why don't you tell me and we'll see, though?" Bull says, and smiles as Llewellyn launches into a practical riptide of words, detailing her morning pretending to be snow. Bull is pretty sure Llewellyn could make watching grass grow interesting, but he's not going to push it. Dorian squints at her. "Well, now you're pulling my leg for sure." Llewellyn just blinks back at him, serene as an undisturbed pool or a patch of sunlight. "You can't be serious."
"Of course I can," Llewellyn replies. "I'm serious all the time."
"I am not explaining the concept of adultery to you," Dorian says. "It's bad enough I had to explain what prostitution was to you. And I'm still not sure you understand it. Nor do I want to know. Fostavas, woman, I'm your friend and companion, not your father. By the way, it's usually a parent who teaches these things, so you should probably ask, I don't know, Cassandra or Cullen. They seem like the responsible types. I would say ask Bull, but I don't trust the brute to explain anything to you other than the Kune. And even then, I'm fairly certain he'd be tweaking it."
"I understand prostitution," Llewellyn protests. "Varric helped explain that one. I like it when Varric helps explain things. He uses language I understand."
"And pictures," Dorian replies, lips twitching upwards. "Though you still have the worst grasp on economics."
"I'm working on it," Llewellyn huffs. "Sarah's helping me."
"That's probably why it's so terrible," Dorian rolls his eyes. "Either way, you must already know what adultery is, and you're doing this to make fun of me."
"I'm not! You'll know when I'm making fun of you."
"No, I won't, because you are strange and peculiar, and I'm never sure about anything that comes out of your mouth." Dorian flicks her forehead. "No, go ask Cassandra. I could use a good laugh. No, wait. Ask Mother Giselle. Please, do it for Dorian. Do it for Dorian.
Llewellyn squints at him. I don't trust her. I think she lies to me.
Oh, she definitely tries to. Dorian snorts. Go, please, do it for me. Wait, I should go along too. I'll hide or pretend to be plotting on how to overthrow half of Skyhold into the bonds of slavery. I'll throw in some evil-looking smiles while I'm at it. Yes, do it for me.
Do I even want to know what you're doing?
Blackwall looks between the three of them, all of them face down in the snow. He's rather tired himself. He thinks that maybe he's getting old. A somewhat terrifying thought. That someday he'll be too old to be useful. Too old to fight when it's all he's got to offer. But for now he can manage well enough, though. He's still able to give his blood and body and bone.
It's cold on the snow, Llewellyn says, voice slightly muffled. And it was very tiring climbing all the way over here. Demons and Templars and stuff. I thought we should take a nice break, get all the blood off. And snow is basically water, right? So this is like a dry bath.
Blackwall stares at the back of her head, then turns to Sarah. He doesn't know why he turns to Sarah. There is no way she'd make sense.
What she said, Sarah says, arms splayed out like she's trying to hug the ground. Fuck, this feels good. I'm sore all over, and this is the fucking best.
You shouldn't lay down in the snow if you're sweating, Blackwall says, crouching down to touch Llewellyn's shoulder. It'll make you sick.
Well, it's too late for that, because now I'm down and I'm not getting up again,
Llewellyn replies, nuzzling. Nuzzling! Into the snow. Blackwall blinks when he thinks he sees her mouth working.
Are you eating the snow?
It's just water.
Blackwall sighs and, well, she's eaten worse. This probably won't kill her. She's drunk water from damned bogs, practically saturated with bloated and rotting corpses. And sure, she was sick as a dog afterwards, but she bounced back better than ever. Snow with a little dirt isn't going to take her down. Blackwall reaches over to lift up Cole's hat.
You all right, boy?
This feels odd, Cole says, but it makes them happy, so I wanted to see if it would make me happy too. I don't really understand it, but I'm happy that they are.